Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a show, what a show, what a show. A lot of cool stuff coming up today. Of course, it all ends with quick predicts, although I don't know. If Kevin Stefanski says something earth-shattering, quick predicts may have to bite the bullet this week because Kevin is at 110. Tim May will join us at 1240. We're going to talk about Ohio State and Illinois, another key game in the Big Ten for Ohio State. Plus, we've got some other ones. Indiana, Oregon is a big one, so we'll talk to Tim about that. Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, inside coverage on YouTube with Andrew Siciliano, joins us at high noon. He seems to know all the ins and outs about what's going on. He's got a good handle of what's going on here in Cleveland, especially. And then our good friend Brian Anderson joins us at 11:20. You know, he played for the Indians. He's from Geneva. And, of course, he does a fantastic job on the Rays down in Tampa Bay as their color analyst. He's outstanding. He is great. So he's going to join us at 11:20. In fact, I think he is one of the original friends of the show. We came out today and we're just asking this question, and I got to be honest with you, I'm tired of arguing about it, and I'd love to have a kind of a deep philosophical debate about it. And so that's why I thought when Dan brought this up this morning, I'm like, this is a really good subject to kind of talk about. Because, and by the way, I haven't seen one phone call yet. That's the interesting thing about it. Shedeur Sanders fans are ecstatic about Shedeur. They want to see him play. They want him. It's over the top. There is some Johnny Manziel. I'm not saying not from the athletic ability, because I think Shedeur is a way better quarterback than and a more dedicated quarterback. Correct. And a guy that actually wants to play football in Shedeur Sanders compared to Johnny Manziel. I just Manziel continues to frustrate me in years after even playing here. And what a waste that was. Although the one thing Manziel was relevant. He made the Browns relevant. Everyone wanted to talk about Johnny Manziel. They wanted to talk about Johnny Football. They didn't care what he was doing on the, you know, and then he shows up in Vegas with him saying, I'm on my money phone. Just all that garbage, man. And that, look, if you like that, that's cool, man. I'm fine with it. And you know, we're not really going to talk about sports. I can be honest with you, because I just don't want to walk down that road. You know, Shedeur's got a lot of stuff going on around him. His dad is one of the best players to ever play the game. And there are a lot of folks that want to see Shedeur play. I'm one of them. I want to see him get out on the field. You know, but the team that I follow decided that there was a quarterback from Oregon named Gabriel that they wanted to see first. So they drafted him in the third round. In fact, they picked up two other quarterbacks before they even thought about taking these two guys in. And by the way, you've got another veteran quarterback who's sitting off on the side in Deshaun Watson. You all know the story. And I think that's why we're kind of exhausted. And we're tired. So when Dan brought this up this morning, just the whole notion of be curious, not judgmental on Shedeur Sanders, why do you think the Browns are stifling him? Is that not the right word that you're looking for? If you think the Browns are doing him wrong, tell me why. I will tell you, I think they kind of did him wrong in the beginning of the week. If he's your number two quarterback, right?
Or number three, you should say.
No, well, if he's your number two quarterback now because you traded Joe Flacco, and the next guy up should be Shedeur Sanders, and if they think he's good, there shouldn't be any hesitation, whether he's a rookie. Unfortunately, rookies get put in this spot all the time.
Correct.
There just shouldn't be any hesitation that you're going to take Bailey Zappe over him as the backup quarterback. Yet all three of us sat in here going, you know what, I bet they go with Bailey Zappe this week. And to me, hearing the line, he needs a week to ramp up. Well, we knew they traded Joe on Tuesday. There's a whole week to ramp him up and get him second team reps.
Correct.
Like, why, if he's not going to be the number two quarterback this year, then why do they draft him in the first place? I'm not even asking for him to start. I just want them to believe in what I want them to believe in themselves. You believed that when you set up the scenario for your quarterbacks, that Sanders was the next guy in line. So whether he's inexperienced in the game or experienced, this is the mess you made. Live by it. If Sanders has to be the next one up and you want him to be the next one up, then why did you draft him? Like, I just, he's number two. That's the way the lineup has been all year. Who jumps a practice squad quarterback over a guy that you have listed as number three that probably should move up to number two? And look, I mean, he may epically fail when he goes out there. He may be tremendous when he goes out there. But to me, it's a mixed emotion it's just mixed emotions for the Browns. You said to me before, he's your emergency quarterback. That would make him next in line if you're pushing guys up the ladder. That's the hard part. You believed in him enough to draft him. I understand you want to give him time to mature and become a better quarterback. I'm a big fan. I would love to hear coaches come out right away with a number one overall pick who's a quarterback and go, he's sitting for the whole year. Right. You know what that would make me? Green Bay.
Who doesn't
have an
owner?
But we don't do that. We don't do it. We're not going to do it. So the problem I'm having with Sanders is, this is what they laid out for us, and now they don't believe in what they're doing. Well, and that causes even more consternation. I don't know if that's the right word. It's confusing.
Correct. It's a lack of communication. Like, I am okay if they came out, and I believe they did this, or at least in the Ian Rappaport piece. So that's where we're getting it from, is the Ian Rappaport piece that came out on Saturday, where he said, if they're going to bring Shedeur Sanders in, they want to give him a full week of preparation, and they want to build a game plan for Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, so you and I had this conversation with Jeff in the beginning. So what if you missed?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Monday. Isn't Monday mostly film anyway that you're looking ahead? You're looking back at what happened the day before, and you're probably looking ahead to what you need to do against Pittsburgh.
So let me say one thing, and I'll come back to what you said there.
Okay.
So they want to give him a full week, which means they want to tailor an offense that best fits the skill set of Shedeur Sanders. Or at least that's how I'm understanding it. Again, I'm curious. I'm not judgmental. Okay?
They put themselves in a spot by trading Joe Flacco.
Correct. So then the Monday part of this, yeah, they're reviewing film. They're looking at stuff. I don't know. I'm not in an NFL locker room. I've never been in an NFL. Well, I've been in an NFL locker room, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
But I've never been there for film sessions or installation or anything like that. I never played in the league. I don't know. So maybe they're starting implementing the offense for the week on Monday. Maybe they're not. I have no idea, Andy. I have no idea. So I don't want to stick my foot in my mouth to think that I know what I don't know.
All right. Before I take phone calls here, because we have a ton of them.
Yeah.
I want you to set the stage one more time for the tone that we're talking about when we have these phone calls. Because I'm tired of the, just saying Shadur should be number two or number one. Just to have a reason. And I'll listen to anything.
As I said,
the reason could be is his jersey fits good. Okay. All right. Well, that's at least it's a reason.
I am tired of everybody screaming at each other. I am tired of being accused of gaslighting. I am tired of being called a liar. I have been tired of anything race-based. I'm tired of all of it. I just want to be curious and not judgmental as to why what my eyes have told me in the past and what have told me now are incorrect and what I'm missing.
All right, that's it. I'm curious. All right, let's jump into the pool.
And if I ask you a question, it's not out of rudeness. It's pure curiosity.
216-474-0092. Let's start with Chuck in Geneva. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
So I got a take that nobody really has thought about, and it comes to Kevin Stefanski. Okay. Now, Kevin Stefanski likes having guys as system quarterbacks. He doesn't like playmakers. You know, a playmaker will take your system and sometimes go with the ball where it's supposed to go instead of where you want to go to the ball to go. That's the type of player that Shadur is. I mean, when he was in college, he had no line or running game, and he was told, hey, go out there and win us a game.
Yeah.
And that's what he was forced to do. So when you see a lot of the holding on to the ball, well, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm trying to win us the game damn near with every throw. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel about it. So I think a playmaker quarterback in Kevin Stefanski would never work out. As you can see over his career, got guys he can hold his hand and say, hey, you go here with the ball. And that's my take on that.
Huh. All right.
It's an interesting point, Chuck.
Do you think that works in the NFL? I can probably make
it. Does work.
Yeah.
Because why do you think you see Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, you guys arguing with their quarterback, with their coach from time to time? But I'm going to go out here and win us a game. You can't have a system quarterback in this league. You know, these defenses are too fast. Look at us, Myles Garrett. I mean, when you play the Browns, there's no way we shouldn't be winning when you can't even get 3 seconds to throw the ball.
Just a question back on it, Chuck. If you've looked at Josh Allen and how they end up playing in Buffalo and that stuff, Josh Allen plays with inside of a structure. How come?
I'll buy you more on the. I think Mahomes became Mahomes, but exactly what Chuck said.
Right, Mahomes became Mahomes because he was playing out of structure. He's become more in structure and started winning a little bit more.
No,
Super Bowls.
I think he became. I mean, I think Chuck's right. Early on, he was not.
You're 100% right.
Yeah,
exactly how Shadur is, and with a good coach, he's going to bring the best out of your
system. Evolve him into. Okay, now I'm trying to get what you're saying, Chuck.
All right, thank you, Chuck. Have a good weekend, man.
Thanks, man.
Let's go Jay in Cleveland. Hey, Jay.
How are you, Jay?
What's up, guys?
How are you?
So for how many years have we complained that we've sent these guys out too soon, too early?
Yeah.
It's like a lose-lose situation. We're trying to do what's best for the guy by not sending him out in week six of an NFL season, but people are complaining that he's not playing. So what is it? Do we want to send him out there too early before he's ready, or do we just want to see the guy play just to see him play and then say, why is he playing? It's too early.
Yeah, so, Jay, I totally agree with what you're saying, and I think the Browns put themselves in this position by trading their two veteran quarterbacks. Like, if you really wanted him to stay in that position, why did you just trade Joe Flacco? Why did you trade Pickett before the season even started? If you wanted to develop these guys, why would you get rid of your veterans? That's the problem I'm having with that. Because they forced him into this spot now too.
That's not fair to him. I think we all agreed from the get-go to let's him grow and learn as a quarterback in the NFL. Setting him up to succeed is not putting him in week seven against the Steelers. That's not a recipe for a win.
Yeah, but they put themselves. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Jay.
If we believe that, and I believe that too, by maybe perhaps throwing a rookie in week seven if you don't think he's ready, that's fine. But you literally were taking bricks out from underneath our feet, and you were pushing guys out. You got rid of the two vets. You left yourself with the two rookies. Like, this is where you are. You set the scenario, and now the fans are sitting here going, huh? What are we doing? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, Dan Menigan's in today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.